MTV Cast.
Greetings, everyone. It is amazing. Get me out of this fucking city! So, yesterday was really challenging for me. I think more challenging, in fact, than carrying my bike all the way up Mount Lemon Trail. Just because I had, like, spent so much time calling so many different people and kept getting turned down and feeling really sad that, like, Payson doesn't have a bike shop. Like, the Arizona Trail goes through. It's so sad. I'm thinking about, like, the choices that I made that got me here. You know, I could have just waited in Apache Junction for 3 or 4 hours for the bike shop to open. But instead, I was like, oh, it'll be fine. I have one set of brake pads still. I'll make it all the way to Utah. But I did try to think ahead, and I ordered non-brake pads general delivery a couple days ago to Payson, to which one of them said they will arrive today. However, when I went to the post office, they said, no, brake pads haven't arrived. There's nothing for me. That was sad. But Anna left me her room key. So I went to her hotel room to charge the stuff while I tried to figure out what to do. Shout out to Anna, my hero. She got me out of the pitiful sack I was in that tree up by Jake's corner. She's like, come to town. Started biking to town, and I was like, I don't want to be in the city. I'm going to camp out here and be cold and miserable. So I can't. And then decided to couriers from Flagstaff, and I found a courier that is picking up a box of or picking up some stuff from the bike shop, including brake pads and new paddles, because I'm terrified now that something else is going to go wrong. So picking those things up for me, which is like, you know, $100 worth of stuff, and delivering them to the Pine Trailhead, which is $225 delivery, where I'm like, I can't afford to buy a bike tire. But not sitting. And I don't really know what else to do. So that was my decision. Spent $350 on something that's in a bag. So cute. In the meantime, the lease is mostly uphill, I guess. Both sets of my brake pads, the springs have broken off. So now they're just like dangling and rubbing on my rotors. And my legs feel like shit. And my body is like, what the fuck, dude? I thought you were done. So, anyways, that was really, really hard to deal with. And I cried a lot yesterday because I'm really only in this situation because of my bad decision making. And not preparing good enough. when you switch components after having ridden with one brand for lots of years and teaching new stuff, just making assumptions, things can go wrong. And it definitely didn't think at all to check whether I had metallic or organic brake pads. Like when I order Johnny's brake pads, I make sure I get the sintered ones so that they last long and are reliable. But I didn't even think about that for myself. So, lessons learned. Holy crap, my legs feel so gross. Bad. Yeah, so now I'm about 24 hours behind Johnny and a little over 12 hours behind Anna. And I didn't really rest or anything. Just cried and then made 8 million phone calls. Oh, and then the shit kicker! Get this! Like, I don't know who's trying to teach me what. But I washed my shorts in the sink of the hotel. They were getting pretty stink. And then I was, like, looking for a place to hang them up to dry. And I was, like, hanging them off my bike. And the sweetest cleaning lady was, like, who doesn't speak a lick of English, alluded, like, I thought she was trying to tell me she was going to put them in the dryer. And I have my sleeping bag hanging up, too. And I'm, like, packing up to get ready to go because I got a hold of the courier and everything. And my Spanish is very bad, or minimal, rather. So I'm using a translating app and communicating with her. And she's telling me that, oh, she just put the things in the washer and they should be dry in a couple hours. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? So I had to wait for her to dry my shorts that I don't put in the dryer usually, and my sleeping bag that I don't usually wash. And then when she got it back to me, it was still very wet, because I don't know that she's had experience with down sleeping bags. So then I had to bike across town to the laundromat, for which I did not have any quarters. So then I had to get quarters, or I had to get cash and quarters. It was just a really tough day, and I've rode maybe 10 miles so far. So I don't know. I feel like there's more that's happened, but I thought the sleeping bag and the washer thing was pretty fucking hilarious, considering that I was trying to get out of town. But now I have a clean, dry sleeping bag. All right, well, my hands are pretty wrecked from descending literally the steepest, most reckless trail on the whole route. We have no brake pads. My hands hurt, and God, I hope this guy is a real courier and it's not an internet scam. Tonight, I should be freezing my guts out, putting in some new brake pads at the Pine Trailhead. Hopefully. All right. It would be so much easier to quit. But.
I push my bike up the motherfucking ACT Wilderness Bypass / Lemon Push. So, fuck it. Still don't know any other ladies that have done it. I'm still doing something. I don't know. I'm trying to stay positive. But I am feeling pretty bummed out. So. All right. I'm going to stop talking because I can't breathe or bike. Thanks, Joe, for putting all these podcasts together. You good. Later!